The Berkshire Coalition for Suicide Prevention is holding the first of planned quarterly public meetings tonight in Pittsfield to unite members of the community to discuss and build a strategy to combat suicide at the local level. Peggy Morse of the coalition said that suicide is a topic that many adults are usually unwilling to openly discuss.
Because it's not just about helping people who are in immediate crisis. You really have to look at a broader scope because there's so much stigma, not only around suicide, you know, that it's so uncomfortable for people to talk about. There's also a great deal of stigma still around mental health as opposed to physical health.
The coalition has held numerous scheduled events throughout the Berkshires since the organization formed in 2009, including a youth suicide prevention conference held last month with partner organizations including Berkshire Medical Center. Judy Nardacci, secretary of the coalition, said that tonight's meeting hopes to point out to new volunteers several issues about the fact that Berkshire County typically has a higher incidence of self-harm than other areas of the state. Data from the Massachusetts Department of Public Health shows Western Massachusetts from 2003 to 2007 had a suicide rate of 7.6 per 100,000, higher than the 6.7 per 100,000 statewide average. Nardacci said that the high incidence of suicide among veterans is just one of the issues she'd like to communicate with the public.
The rate of suicide among veterans, not just people in the military, but among veterans, is alarmingly high, and we really need to address that in the county, that it affects every family who has someone in the armed services or just coming out of the armed services.
The coalition in the past has also provided training to other regional community organizations about how to discuss the issue of suicide with young people. Kate Merrigan, director of the Northern Berkshire Community Coalition's Unity Youth Leadership Program, also recognizes the need for more community training for adults. Merrigan herself was trained by the Berkshire Coalition for Suicide Prevention to communicate with teens.
Until I had the training, I also, I think, held back. I hesitated. I think you need that kind of training to feel empowered to bring the topic up. Because the reality is, kids are dealing with it. It's a rare teenager who I work with in my community programs who hasn't had a moment where they considered suicide. It's very normal to them. They're comfortable with it. I think adults need help learning to be comfortable talking about it.
Judy Nardacci said that because Berkshire County has many small communities, many of which are isolated and lack an adequate public transportation system, it's important that those intending to raise suicide awareness bring that information back to share with their communities.
Since we have a lot of small towns, people don't have the resources and the support available that people in the other parts of the state do. It's really critical at this time that we make sure that people can get the information from us and maybe do the outreach into the smaller areas that they're more familiar with and they have access to.
The general public and new volunteers are invited to attend tonight's meeting, the Berkshire Coalition for Suicide Prevention, a local strategy for a national public health issue. The meeting will be held from 5:30 to 7 p.m. at the Breen Center, located at 333 East Street in Pittsfield. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.